All right, well, first of all, greetings from sunny Ohio. I took this just before I left on Tuesday. We had a sudden snowstorm. I have one of the greatest jobs in the world, I think. Every day I get to go and work with and around and on about 150,000 rolls of nitrate film dating from 1895 up to about 1951. And one of the big parts of this that we recently acquired, actually about 7 years ago, was the material from the Fox Movietone vaults in Ogdensburg. And originally, they went to our vaults in Suitland, Maryland, and were stored there for a while. But the government office that controls buildings finally said the vaults were so decrepit that they could not be restored. They weren't going to spend any money on it. That we got a phone call saying that we were suddenly going to have to deal with these 10,000 cans of film that were stored there. And so we did. They came into us in 55-gallon barrels, and the boxes you see on top are actually a whole other collection, not from our division, but from the Prince of Photographs division, of all the nitrate stills the library holds. And these are all the stills taken by people like Dorothea Lange and that kind of the photographers during the Depression. And actually, it has become one of our most active collections. We send stuff out every week. Most of the Fox material came in the standard 2,000-foot cans, but we got a lot of it in these steel boxes, which we called Fox boxes, and it turned out to be a lot of material that had not gotten transferred back in the big WRS transfer days. And in there, there's a whole variety of stories, some going way, way back, and not only news stories, but we discovered a whole lot of screen test footage for Joseph Mankiewicz's No Way Out and a test of William Marshall and Charlton Heston in 1948, 2 years before either of them were in a movie, which is really fascinating. And we do have those, hope we can show them at some point.
We showed Heston screen test at Amnesia.
Oh, okay. I wasn't there, sorry. All these steel boxes have these numbers on them, which I guess are the story numbers, and each box would have anywhere from 1 to 10 stories in them. We had to get them out of these boxes because we could not easily store them, so a crew that was recanning everything for us basically reconstituted the boxes into 2,000-foot cans. This is the way we have them stored right now in our vaults, and we ran into a serious issue that since we kind of had to swallow this material, it kind of had to go all over our vaults, and we know where it all is, but it has become increasingly difficult to get through the vaults because cans are now sticking out all over the place. This is the labeling we use. We are maintaining the numbers that were devised probably by Movietone News or maybe WRS. The one problem we found with a lot of this material is mold, and you can see the white across the top there. Mold is attacking the safety leaders that are between each story. We have gone through all this film and have marked all the ones that are showing signs of deterioration. There's not a whole lot. We're trying to get those preserved, and also any that were very moldy are being sent up to the laboratory for cleaning. There's another good shot of the mold. These are the tags that were found in most of the cans from the WRS work that was done. And this is a picture of the vaults in a much nicer time. I just want to say that I would like to, at this point, put out an invitation for those who would be interested in coming to see this. As you may know, we are going to be closing down this facility and moving to Culpeper, Virginia, probably within the next year or so. This is quite an amazing place to see. This and our laboratory, which I wasn't able to get pictures of, probably one of the last of its kind, and we'd love to give you a tour. Just get a hold of me later or contact us at the library in Dayton. And one last thing, people often ask why this nitrate film is in Dayton. There are lots of different reasons. One that I've always heard is that they figured that, you know, if there was a huge nitrate fire in the middle of Ohio, no one would really mind. So thank you very much, and we'll move right on.